And I mentioned the interview with Stephanie Schulte about her book, Cash, Decoding the Internet and Global Popular Culture. One of the cuts we heard in the montage figured prominently, perhaps more prominently than you thought, in how America and the world perceived the earliest days of the internet.
A lot of researchers have sort of talked about the internet as having two parents, as having this parent in the military, which, you know, makes a lot of sense because the internet was funded by NASA funding. So the same funding packet that funded NASA funded the internet. And then also its second parent being the counterculture. So the 70s and 80s counterculture, hippies really were the cultural arm of the internet. And War Games really shows you those two sides in a kind of powerful way.
And War Games, and then some other images that came up that were often used, not just by the entertainment industry, but sometimes the nightly news and the news weeklies, showed the protagonists or the people who are with computers as sort of outsiders, messy bedrooms, this sort of idea that not quite could be trusted. Because as you said, computers weren't really in the homes yet, let alone the office.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the computers were mostly used by teenagers in basements playing video games and used for entertainment purposes at that point. And I think that's part of the reason why it was sort of menacing in some ways. We connected it to changing of the guard fears about kids these days, right? And, you know, merged those with fears that we had about Cold War, and evils lurking.
And War Games was screened, or at least part of it was screened on the Senate floor?
Yeah, in committee. Yeah, the first legal policies about the internet happened in the wake of that movie, and it was the Computer Fraud Act, which is the policy that was recently used to indict Aaron Swartz, and the senators were responding to a number of hacks that happened, and they actually watched War Games as part of research, which I thought was quite fascinating. That was actually one of the sparks for writing the whole book, was actually making that discovery and realizing that had happened.
That conversation, plus a honey tasting that you had with some of our colleagues and
Dr. Donald Steinkraus, yeah.
That and more on tomorrow's edition of Daily Ozarks at Large at noon.